The behaviour in our classrooms is the worst in the OECD, and it's now at critical levels, according to the Education Review Office. Their report says that a quarter of principals see students either physically harming each other, physically harming property, or stealing property every day. The Secondary Principals Association of New Zealand President Vaughan Kuiu is with us again. Hey, Vaughan.
Kia ora, Heather. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well, thank you. Are you seeing this every day?
I contributed to the report through the survey that I compiled. So, yeah, big urban schools deal with kids behaving in an antisocial way, on a regular basis.
They reckon that what we need to do is set some expectations about what's okay at school and then back the teachers to be able to deal with it. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm down with that, to be perfectly honest. So if we're talking about a set of rules that schools must follow and a prescription, I'm not too keen on that because, you know me, you've spoken to me many times before. Mm. Local decisions made by local people to fit their community work best. We've discovered that over the last little bit. But if we're talking about a conversation about actually, as a country, what do we expect from our adolescents or our young people and how we want them to behave and how as a community are we going to help support that, then I'm all over that.
What's caused this behaviour problem?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I think that what we experienced in terms of the last couple of years and the extent, the timeline and the depth of our lockdown practices certainly have contributed, although not are entirely to blame, because there are other jurisdictions that had lockdowns as well, but maybe not as long as ours. And they were sort of in decline prior to COVID as well. I think there's a growing sort of movement where parents become, or members of the community become indignant when their kid does something wrong.
Yes.
And they aren't backing schools to make the right decisions.
Yes.
And the reality is, people in jobs like mine, I don't really like doing all of that stand down and suspension stuff. It's an unpleasant part of.
But what you're saying to me, Vaughan, is that you've got little Johnny who's being a right little so and so, and you're trying to deal with it, but mummy and daddy are not backing you up in this. They're backing up Johnny.
And in some places, yep, absolutely. And by backing it up, it doesn't necessarily mean they don't agree with the actions that I'm taking. It's actually they might not have taken action in the first place so that Johnny didn't get to where Johnny's got to.
Yep.
Because the behaviour some of these kids are displaying, they're not born with it. Any behaviour is learnt, right?
Yep.
And so your children and my children have grown up in New Zealand the same as any child that's being stood down. And my kids aren't behaving like that. So why is that? Is that about the nature of the parenting? Is that about the nature of the society that we live in? One of the things that I do know is that over COVID for my community, that Saturday sports stuff, that out-of-school engagement, the other significant adults in the student life stuff, that all fell away because it all became a little bit hard.
Yeah.
And so we've got a responsibility as a community to dig in and do the heavy lifting because kids are only at school for 6 hours a day, right?
Yep.
They're with their parents for 18.
Parents, we can do our share. Yeah, parents have got to do the heavy lifting here because they're the problem, aren't they? Vaughan, thank you. I appreciate it. Sorry, we're running out of time. Vaughan Kuiu, Secondary Principals Association of New Zealand President. Always good to talk to you.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into 5 very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.